So let's get back to part two of our discussions of Inyan Yichud as we finish up the continue with the second half of our discussion of the first topic in Evan Ezer that we'll be doing. We'll do three or four topics. This will be the first one. Ezer, next week we'll be doing Negia and related issues. And then we'll get to Kalisha and others. So let's go back to the last part. We started talking about principles. We talked about definition, background, principles. We spoke about Baal HaBa'ir. We spoke about Ishto Imo. The last thing we did, but let's just do it a little more closely, was Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRavim. So the Shulchan Aruch in Source 22, those of you who have the sheets from last week, this way, through here. Those who have the Gemara mentions, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes, Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRavim, Eich Shash Lus Yachid Shamim Me'erva. If there's an open doorway to the street, there's no chash of erva. The question is, what does that mean? What exactly does that mean? Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRavim. So the poskim all discuss this at length. Do you need an actual door open to the street? Or what if the door is closed but unlocked? Either way, the Yesod Hadavar is the same. Lamaisa for us. Do the people feel like they're uninhibited? Do they feel like nobody's could come in on them? Do they feel that does the man and the woman feel like they're covered, they're not nervous, they're not concerned? So then it's going to be a problem. Even if the Binyan Tzion discusses in Simen Kuf Lamed Ches, that's the Aruch HaNer, he says even if the door is wide open, but let's say the door is wide open, but it's open to an area that nobody ever comes to. Nobody ever comes here. It's a private public area. It's a Rishon, but nobody's there. So you have to use your head, as we mentioned by many Hilchos Yichud. The Tzitz Eliezer says, what if the door is wide open, but it's nighttime and it's pitch black in the room? That's not going to be good. Even though that's Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRavim. If you're sitting there in the living room with the light on and that people could see inside, so then fine. But it's not this magical Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRavim. You have to use your head, says the Tzitz Eliezer. Avol Zos Mi'as Be'ino, She Ner Dolek Bavayis. The light has to be on. Ba'ofan. Shem Yavr Ovin Vishavim, and people will pass by. Yuchulatis, they can look in. Oliftoach Adelis Pedoma, they can open the door suddenly. Viliras Anasibifnim, and they can see. Viazai, then Pachada Ovin Malayim Vlo Yazanu, and then they won't be do anything inappropriate. Avalam Shruyim Bafela, Havizi Yichud Gamor, Vlo Mahani, Afilo Beno No, Afilo Pasuach Mahamish Lurishas Arabim. Right, it all has to do with what one feels. Let me finish this point, then I'll take the question. The other example that we gave, it's Tzitz Eliezer, also, he has a Kuntres HaYichud. He wrote a tremendous amount about every topic. If you ever look at the Tzitz Eliezer's Shuvas. But there in Source 26, in Chelek Vav, in the Kuntres HaYichud, he says, if somebody has a key. Nowadays, in those days, it was like closed or, open, but nowadays, it could be locked, but you need a key. So locked and need a key could be similar to unlocked in those days. The point is, can somebody get in from the other side? If somebody can get in from the other side, so then that's okay. And if you know that they have the key. Right, that's what he says. If somebody has the key, then even if the door locks automatically from the inside, and you can't open it from the outside, if they have the key, it's ki'ilu, it's open. We did mention the chiddush of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says that maybe there's even a mirtas, there's even a concern, even if the door is locked, and they don't have the key. But if people knock, they would want an answer right away. And if they would knock and they wouldn't hear an answer for a few minutes, they would know there's something fishy going on here. That also maybe could be considered Pesach Pasuach. Because we live in a time period where people knock and then you have to say, who is it right away? And if not, people start thinking. So even that is a Tzad L'Hakel. That is a little more of a stretch. Rav Ribiat in the Sefer HaNichud says that's, we shouldn't rely on that lechatchila, but either way, this is the yesod. But again, the all the cases, and we'll get to other lemaisa cases soon. When it's logical, one has to use their head. If there's a concern that people would walk in and that inhibits their behavior, then it's mutter generally. And if there's no concern, so then it would be aser. Questions.
Like you said that
No, but there's no, it's not a question of concern of am I attracted to this woman or not. You know, that's not the type of concern we're talking about. We're talking about, am I concerned that anybody could walk in at any moment? That's the issue. If somebody could walk in or see me, so then it's mutter. And if not, not. You had a question before? No. Okay. Other yesodos and principles. How many? How many is yichud? How many men? How many women? The Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah discuss this in Simin Chaf Beis and Eben Ezer, so source 28. The Ramah says, one woman, two men is mutter. One woman, two men is mutter. One man, two women is not mutter. One man and three women is mutter. Talking about normal kosher people and not prutzim, not in the middle of at nighttime, maybe you'll have to add on one. But in general, that is the minhag of Ashkenazim, to hold like that, that one man and three women is mutter. That's not yichud. And two men and one woman is mutter. There are certain family members that might be able to act as what we call shomer min halacha, and even if you have one less than that. Let's say we said that two women, two girls and a man is a problem. What if one of those women is his mother, right, or his sister or his daughter? So there is a concept of shmira that's mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. So that's just to note. But there's on something called the opposite of Shmira. And that is a concept called Gaspa. Gaspa means if there is a special relationship between the man and the woman, so then Gaspa would need special precautions. Special precautions, extra precautions. What's an example of Gaspa? Suppose Kim say, would you be able to communicate through body language? Meaning you know somebody well enough. It's a neighbor that you grew up with. The families are so close. It's a cousin. A cousin? You ought to marry your cousin. You know, so a cousin has an Isra Yichud too. An engaged couple. That's for sure Gaspa. For sure Gaspa. So whenever there's a special type of relationship, there might be, certain heterah might not apply. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, the heter we spoke about, Bala Ba'ir, that might not apply by Gaspa relationship, because there's a special relationship. Pesach Pozoch L'Rosh HaZarabim, the Chalukas B'chokik says. But Gaspa, Bikini La'asar, right, Gaspa could be a problem. What are some Gaspa? So, I gave you in Source 32, where Verbiat explains Gaspa and gives examples of Gaspa on the next page. Neighbors who grew up together, former spouse, personal housekeeper or live-in maid, I guess if you have a relationship with them, co-workers, cousins who have a special relationship. Again, all of those would be considered gaspa, and one would have to be careful about those relationships. Okay, let's get to all the applications now from everything that we've done till now, which were was the principles. Now let's get to applications. Yeah.
Which heterim would go out the window with the gaspa?
Pesach Pasu, I mean, what heter? I mean, if there are 10 women there, you know, I think you still have the heter of, you know, that doesn't ruin it. But Pesach Pasuach, Lusha Sarabim, and Bala Beir, those are the two that we saw. Together of? Right. Everybody has a Cheskas Kashrus, unless we know that they're pirates. Let's put it that way. Unless we know somebody is has acted inappropriately in the past, we assume people are sharing. Okay, applications. Number one, any public area generally is mutter, even if you're alone. Let's say you're on a date and you want to go. Oh, thank you. I feel bad if you missed something. I didn't know. I would have stalled for time. Okay, thanks. Let's put it ahead. Shkoyach. Thank you very much. So number one, any public area, as I said, let's say you go to a park, a public park where people frequent, right? It's not a country road at 1 o'clock in the morning that nobody ever goes down. That's public area, but you know nobody's there. But if it's a public area, even if it's deserted, but people could come at any moment. So you go on a date, you want to sit on a park bench, you want to talk, nobody's there. You're in a hotel lobby, right? That nobody's there. Anybody can walk in. So generally, public areas are not a problem of yichud. Not a problem of yichud. Again, if it's pitch black, nobody can see for a long time, then things are different. But generally, public areas are not a problem. Elevators. Elevators generally are not a problem. Not a problem. One doesn't have to like jump out, you know, right when a female goes into the elevator. Elevators are mutter. Why? Because they can open at any moment. Any moment they get open. In Taras HaYichud, in Source 33, Kasher Kayemes Hoev Sharut, Shebetov Zman Yichud, Yifru Oide Acher, when there's a possibility that at any moment the Yichud can be disrupted by someone, Ein Kan Isser. Again, this doesn't mean, like we said last time, it doesn't mean that it is a Yichud situation, but I'm only going to stay in it for a short amount of time. No, that's a problem. It's not a Yichud situation, because at any moment the Yichud could be undone. V'lachein mutter l'syachid v'la'alos yachid b'malit. You open an elevator, and efshar shetipatech ha'malit, if they could open, ayde acher tov taka, any moment the elevator could open. And he quotes in the footnote that it could be that even in the, you see, read some earlier poskim that talk about elevators being a problem, maybe that's only the old-fashioned elevators, that only open from the inside. One of those, like, elevator guys that you pull the thing across, and they open. So, right, somebody's got a ding from one of the floors for me to go there, but meanwhile, I'm in control from the inside. But nowadays, where anybody who presses, the elevator goes there, and so it's too short amount of time, and therefore, not a problem. People could press the button on the outside. It could stop it. It's going up, but it could stop at any floor at any moment. Leka shash yichud, not a problem. No problem of yichud. Yeah.
If the elevator stops,
so is yichud yihar v'yavar? You have to jump out of the elevator and do something. I think deal with the situation. You know, I remember somebody told me that they heard a story that a guy was stuck on a chairlift in a ski resort. You don't have to break your leg. Right, you don't have to do something dangerous. Right, that's, again, I don't think a chairlift is yichud, even though, anybody can see you from all over the place. You know, it's, we don't have to, that's called a chassid shota in certain circumstances. You know, being machmir in hilchas yichud and being mekel in hilchas pikuach nefesh. You know, that's, so we have to make sure that we know. So again, if somebody's stuck, you try to do your best. It's an emergency, you try to, do what we can. Try to connect. In almost all elevators nowadays, there are cameras. That's another hector. Hidden cameras that you don't know. So in almost every elevator, because, most buildings, they don't want to get sued. So most buildings and offices and hotels, they all have hidden cameras. So it's generally not a problem. Yeah.
They're saying that for, in offices, for example, we say glass windows, because at any moment they could be disrupted. But cameras are only after the fact. Does that change it?
Because, I think they can look at a camera at any moment. I think the security guy has a camera, and if he wants to look at it, he can look at it right then. He can look at it right then. Yeah.
I'm not concerned that someone could also stop you inside.
But yeah, that'll be the superintendent. Well, no, who stopped the elevator? Elevators don't stop. Right, that's an emergency. Nobody's going to stop the elevator. Yeah. Not a long delay, like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
That's fine. That's not yichud. That's fine. 10-second delay. The Twin Towers, all of Hashalom. I remember those elevators. Even so, what is it? 2.5 minutes. There are floors along the way, and even if you go now, you go straight from this to that. but still, also they could see what. I don't think it's a problem. Most of them aren't worried about it. Okay, that's public areas, elevators. Cars. So generally, cars are not a problem. Cars are not a problem. If there are tinted windows and sitting in the back seat and nobody can see anything in, okay, that's not normal. But that's not the That's like a room. But generally, it's generally they are not a problem. What's the only? I got in the Shiloh sometimes in the summer. You know, let's say somebody wants to get a room. I would been in Camp Cayley, not last summer, but Camp Cayley is about I don't know 40-minute drive from Hask. So driving from there, from Hask to Cayley or Cayley to Hask at night on a country road, it's so sit in the back seat. You know, there's something to talk about because it's dark. But the question, if you're constantly moving, and generally on most of the roads there, on the highway, on Route 17, you know, that's public. Cars are passing by all the time. How long is it on the country roads? Yesh makom lahakel, or at least b'makom tzarech, you know, if you know one needs a ride, so one person sits in the front seat, one person sits in the back seat. And, you know, in driving, I think there is room to be flexible. To go, you know, if you're one's on a date and go to sit in the car at a dead end where there's no, you know, street light there and nobody's coming down the street. So that's a car on a street, but that's an issue. But that's an issue. But in the Mishnah Halachas, he talks about this. It says, you're a pashut. During the day, for sure not. And a bus, anybody can go on it at any moment. It's not a problem. And he says, the rule. Hakol ofi amakom vazman. That's the rule. Hakol ofi amakom vazman. You got to use your head, just like the case that we had before. If a person feels limited and, you know, chash that something might happen, somebody might come in, then that's mutter. So then the only thing, if somebody feels like there's there's nobody that's going to come in, it's us. Rav Sorotskin, then I'll take the question. Rav Sorotskin, the Zayim LaTorah, says, if you look at the Psukim, by when Yaakov Avinu comes and was going to meet Rachel and Leah, he sees Rachel, Boy, Matzon, she's coming with the sheep, and all of a sudden he starts speaking to the shepherds. What are you doing? It's not time to take off already. And you have to work the whole day. You're being lazy. So he explains, what is he talking about to the shepherds? Just go to Rachel. He says there was nobody else at the well. Nobody, they didn't want to get it. He was trying to schlep the shepherds with him, you know, to the well. Okay. Yaakov Avinu kept the Torah at Shiloh Nitna. But that's a public area, but maybe it was dark. Maybe it was he didn't see anybody there. But either way, generally cars and public areas are not a problem. Yeah. I'm saying generally cars not a problem because people can see through the windows. Right. Uh-huh. Okay, maybe it's like we'll get to like somebody who is an expert doing something. So maybe if you're driving, you're involved in something. Yeah. You don't have to go to a private place to go stargazing. Stargazing is Bria Sakadosh Baruch Hu, beautiful. You have to know if you go to a public stargazing place, you know. So then there are at any moment somebody could walk by. So it's not. There's a great place by Mitzpah Ramon that stargazing. Anyway, next babysitting. So babysitting is something that comes up. I'm sorry. Yeah. A train? So you don't have his heter of the driver. But again, the same kind of thing. Depends what kind of train. If it's like a overnight train that's, you know, you have a sleeping car on the train, and once people go to sleep, nobody's changing. But I don't think so, because anybody could walk onto the car at any moment. I don't think it's a problem. People could walk onto the train at any moment. People could switch cars on the train at any moment. So I don't think it's a problem. It's a public area that anybody could come in at any moment. I don't think it's a problem. Yeah.
So when people are sleeping on the train, they count as a
shower? No, I'm just saying not that they would be sleeping, but you know, if people are in their seats for the night and nobody's going to switch cars or switch places where they are. So that kind of case might be more of a chashash where you don't think anybody's going to come in or move. But most of the time, you don't have that. Most of the time, you don't have that. Babysitting.
Yeah, does it matter if the people or person that would come in wouldn't care at all?
Doesn't matter. I mean, unless he's like pirates. Like we said, there are different rules by Prutzim.
The person would come in and see you do something, just walk walk out and would tell.
No, but hopefully you would, a person would feel inhibited, even if the other person wouldn't care. Meaning, it could also be a guy coming in. It doesn't have to be a Jew. But if it's, okay, as long as he feels inhibited. Babysitting. So we mentioned that a 12-year-old girl and a 9-year-old boy. A 12-year-old girl can't be really babysit for a 9-year-old boy. 9-year-old boy or above. Unless there are a bunch of kids. So if there's a bunch of kids, that's okay. If the parents are in town, that's also okay. If they don't tell the babysitter exactly when they're coming home. And the parents can come in at any moment. Going to a wedding, whatever it is. If they have had the Shiloh sometimes, let's say no, you're going out of town. You don't want to leave. You leave the door open. Okay, it also is a heter. But let's say they don't want to leave the door unlocked with the babysitter at home, you know, with the kids. And they're going to a wedding that's hours away. So what do you do? So in that circumstance, one could say, tell a neighbor to check up on them once. Tell a neighbor to go in at one time during the night. And they won't know, you know, when that would be. And tell the babysitters, you know, my neighbor's going to check up sometime while we're away. Then already, that's already, somebody could go in. And again, if you want to rely on Moshe's knocking or give the neighbor a key, whatever it is, that could help solve the issue in that case.
Once they go in,
so don't say they're coming in once. Say they're coming in, they'll be in in and out. Adoption or step families. Very serious issue. Very serious issue. Let's say there's a family. Let's say the husband and the wife, they got second marriage, and there are some kids that are not related to one of the parents or to each other. So that's a step in adoption are different issues. Rav Moshe has a heter in Chelek Dalet Siman Samach Dalet. You have it there in Source 36, where Rav Moshe says that each of the spouses are basically scared of the other one, and if the other one would come home and the child would report that there was some type of funny business with the other spouse, that's already a mirtas. That's already a limit on each of the spouses' behavior, and therefore a step son or daughter to the opposite gender, Rav Moshe says, is mutter. The wife will go to the daughter and speak, and therefore, as long as they are around and they would be returning, the step would not be for a parent here. It doesn't talk about step siblings here. Step siblings here would still be a problem. Again, we're not talking about half. Half would be sharing a parent. That would already be enough related. Right? You have to, Rahman Allah, have to sit shiva for a half sibling. But for a step, they don't share any parents. Siblings could still be a problem. What about adoption? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a big heter here. The Tzitz Eliezer says, and he writes at the end of his tshuva, I'm giving this heter because there's a tremendous need. Because if I don't give this heter, people are going to be very hesitant to adopt any child that they know. As the child gets older, you have all these problems of yichud and negiyah. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, based on other sources, which we're not going to go fully into now, if the adoption happens at a very young age, and the children and the parents act like biological children and parents with each other, yichud is mutter and negiyah is mutter. Because it's even though it's not biological, the whole issues of yichud and negiyah of v'nishik obviously is in the world of kiruv legilu erva, but if it's a relationship of a parent and a child, that's how they feel about it, meaning at a young age, I don't think he says a specific age, but at a young age that they feel to each other as a parent and a child. So the Tzitz Eliezer says it's mutter, and he says publicize this heter so that people realize that it's mutter. Natural relationships. It's like second nature. So he says in that way, I would say it's a mutter. And he says at the end, I know it's a little dachik, you might argue on me, but you know, Tzitz Eliezer is a major leaguer. He's a major leaguer. So therefore, he could say it, and not to close off the derech to these poor kids that need somebody to adopt them, whatever it is, the parents can't take care of them, they're abandoned. So he says, I think this is, you know, I think he gives this this heter, which is tzarach gadol. You know, it's very lamaisa in certain situations, and it's very important shita to know. I said it doesn't really work for the siblings. Right.
Just from the parent is scared of.
And once it's mutter for the parent, then it's okay for the other one because the parent is already has the concern, right? Even though it doesn't work in both directions. But the parent has the. We're assuming it's the parent that's the one. Yeah. The children, he doesn't say not. I would think the same thing would apply. I would think the same thing would apply to, in that case, the adopted, I think the same thing would apply to siblings. Okay. Offices. Medical offices and the like. So generally, that might be, if it's the woman, it might be Bala Ba'ir. But there are a number of heterim for medical offices. Number one, people can walk in at any moment generally. Not like people in the waiting room. But people who work in the, I don't know, like the receptionist or the people who work in the office, they could come in at any moment, and therefore that would be one tzad lahakel. There is another svara given to mention. I'll take your question in a second. Another svara given, and that is uman lo uma lo mara umnase, which comes up in Hilchas Kashrus. An expert doesn't want to ruin his reputation. Uman lo amara umnase. This is livelihood. That's a chazaka. Again, there are 10 different types of chazakos. So these that come up later on daf tes, daf yud. This is a chazaka about people's behavior. Maybe it's like a ruba de lesa kamon, like statistical robe that, you know, people don't want to ruin their behavior, ruin their reputation. Therefore, a doctor inside an office, he's not going to want this woman to go ruin his reputation. And therefore, there's a chazaka that nothing is going to happen. Rav Moshe has a tshuva about if a woman has to go to the mikveh, which is outside the city, and she has to take a taxi, and the husband can't go with her for some reason. There are other kids in the house. So, is there an issue? So Rav Moshe says in Chelek Beisim and Pei Beis, there in 39, Vaday tov im noeg ha-taxi hu ish sha'abal yisa ima. The husband should go with her if possible. Shayu samach la'erev sheikhshash yichud. If it gets dark, apadera krova ovrim sham harbei. What's that word? Machines. That's Ramosha's word for cars. Somebody said that's how you say cars in New Russian, because he's hold over from his Luban days. Machines. Mishum shekasha az liros. Ma shenase ba taxi. Shehino saas. Shemistaver. That there's still chash of problems with Yichud. But if the Baal can't go, okay. Ein lasar lisa ba taxi. Given you osik bimalachto. Vegam yesh lo cheskas lo mara umnaso. Right? And you have the same heter by a doctor, Ramosha says. So again, this is a big tzad lahakel, and you have it even earlier. Earlier in the sources, I didn't read the Radvaz in the previous tshuva from earlier. Also has a case where women had to go to work in a factory, and he has the heter there in Mitzrayim. The Radvaz was one of the Gadoli Adar 500 years ago. So he talks about it's terrible. They have to go in. They have to be there. But he says there's no problem of alasar abayla because number one, there's a lot of women there, and there's a bala ba'ir. And other, they don't sleep there, they just work there. And also, uman, lo umara umnase. That's what it says on top. So therefore, it is mutter. Yes?
Going back to the adoption, is there any heter for older?
Or? Any heter once the adoption takes place older. I don't know if it's written. I doubt, and no, generally, he doesn't have the heter when it's older. No, there are certain situations where things are understandable. I don't know if they're going to be written, but things are understandable. And we just v'hameivin yavin in certain situations where it's true. Again, there's you know, a certain poskim might. I'm not going to say the shiloh now. I had a very serious shiloh about a year ago, very serious shiloh about. So I called up two major poskim, and they both gave me the same answer. I'm not poskining, but I'm not saying it's us. They didn't give me a heter. You know, there was somebody who was going through a very difficult situation, and it had to do with Arias issues. And it was a wild question. So I called up, and they both said, I can matter it, but I'm not telling you it's us. So, you know, certain situations which, you know, we just like let certain things happen. If there is, again, we don't like understand, like, you know, there's a gvul, you know, because there's an adoptive case. So all like the cousins and the Hamishes and all the uncles and the aunts and everything could get together. You know, there's, but again, there's certain situations which are understandable. Yeah. But just one second. I'm not saying that you could do whenever you have a difficult situation, you know, you can do whatever you want. I'm not saying that this is being recorded. I'm saying in specific situations, like this type of case of an adoption of, there could be certain flexibilities that Poskim would allow. Yeah. So Ramosha says, if the step, in that case the step, if the other one dies, then there is a problem, Ramosha says. So again, you have to figure something else out. But as long as they're alive, you know, so Ramosha says it will be okay. Yeah.
Why do we say the setting of business outside makes the person's reputation?
I said medical office. Business office. What? Business? If somebody's in business, I don't know.
Taxi also, though, but...
Taxis? He doesn't want to ruin his reputation as a taxi driver. But if there's, I don't know, if there's two business associates, I think there is a problem of Yichud, right?
Outside of the taxi, all of a sudden, there is a problem of Yichud.
Because he's not being Osek in his taxiness, right? When you're driving, you're doing your job. You know, everybody, you know, could fall and do bad things. But when they're doing their job, you could say he's a bad guy. But if he's a bad taxi driver, that's different. Right, this doctor could be, you know, do terrible things outside the office. But if it happens in the office, you know, that's uman lomar umara umnase. Siblings generally, as we said, there's no isur yichud by siblings. The poskim say there shouldn't be yichud bekvius. A brother and a sister shouldn't rent an apartment together. You know, in that circumstance, they shouldn't rent an apartment together. In that case, even though it'll save money on rent for a long time. Less than a month is okay, they assume. Let's say parents go away and the sibling's going to be home. So the poskim say if it's less than a month, that it's okay. But the poskim say that if it's bikfius, so then you could ask other relatives to drop by, but then it's okay. Couple that's engaged. The poskim also, if you look in the... the Rama talks about this, not exactly by engaged, but if you look on the back page, the Rama says in Simen Nun Hey. Talks about Erusin, Yesh Omrim. This is in the olden days when they had Erusin, right, already. Now we're talking about engaged, there's nothing, but Ein Laim Ladur B'Yachad Shem Yakutsu Zeh B'Zeh. Bafilu B'Shiduchin B'Lo Erusin, Yesh Lachush. When couples are engaged, it doesn't mean that there's more things that are mutter. Right? It should be more even limits, because that's the ultimate gospel relationship. The ultimate, hopefully they're very excited about the physical relationship that's going to take place, but that means you need more guards. And therefore, especially when a couple is engaged, they have to make sure that they do not violate or put themselves in the situations of inyanei yichud. Yeah. I think any doctor. But again, you might want to use a couple of a term. I remember my wife used to have my wife's obstetrician. I remember in America was a male. So if she went during regular business hours, then fine. It was just because there were people are coming in all and out, and there was the receptionist, isn't that? But sometimes she had to go. My wife was herself a doctor, so busy. So they make up to meet after hours. Then I would go in those situations. Even though umal omar I'm not saying, but also if you have another way to make it even more mutter, you know, it's
you're in hour session and you're
walking. No, but first of all, in those situations, you know, if you could be next to a window, if you could leave a door unlocked, but again, if you're in a psychologist's office that nobody else is in the office, and you know nobody else is going to walk in, so then again, I think you still have umal omar umnase. You have that principle. And I think that's Yesh Makom Lahakel on that. if you can, to leave, you know, to leave a door unlocked. If you have the unlocked heter, and even though nobody's going to walk in, but if you unlock, maybe somebody might walk in. So then it will be okay. That's what the poskim say, add one by night.
And also, two, like, that's relevant now, but for someone who's sick and parents are away at work, and there's some cleaning house.
Yeah, so what about a cleaning lady? Cleaning lady, so if you can, leave the door unlocked. Rely on that.
It doesn't matter if sick or not sick.
Leave the door unlocked.
Can you mind the Monday?
I don't know if it applies in that case. I don't know if she's an Uman. You know, maybe she's an Uman at washing dishes. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But it applies, Jew, non-Jew, it applies, or, yeah.
In the room theater is generally very empty.
A what?
The movie
theater. Assuming that it's a mutter movie. Right. That's the first step. But boy, I haven't been in a movie theater in many years. But I don't know, movie theater, I mean, any public place, anybody can walk in at any time. I don't know if there's a chazaka. There's a... I don't think it's a problem. Yeah? You know, that's... they're not related. Brother-in-law, sister-in-law, mother-in-law, father-in-law. That's not... You have the same halachas. Yeah? Yeah? So we mentioned at least the two examples. Libo Gaspi will get rid of Pesach Pesach Rosh Hashanah Rabim, possibly. You need more than that. You really need to have, you know, open and multiple people help for anybody. Help for anybody, yeah.
You see if Chatan could be a Shomer. What about Charish and
Shota? I don't think a Charish and a Shota, unless it depends on... I mean, our Charish would be Shota, I would not. Somebody's just deaf, so I think they can be. Again, Yichud, that's the idea by... We didn't speak about this, but by a Chuppas Yichud... That we use a six-year-old child, you know, for usually about a six-year-old child, somebody who would know that something fishy is going on, but don't have the taiva yet for it. Again, chuppas yichud, just to mention, we're talking about yichud. Only three people at the wedding have to know that it was a chuppas yichud. It comes up sometimes. Only three people have to know: the chassan, the kala, and the rabbi. That's it. Nobody else has to know. I was once an aid kiddushin at a friend of mine's wedding, and. You know, we paskin, you put the ring on the finger regular, everything. And then it was an afternoon wedding. Fine. And then, I think I was the yichud too, also, I don't remember. But, the rabbi goes in and says, oh, nobody's here, go in, lock the door. But I remember about 5-6 o'clock, as like the middle of the second dance, the rabbi comes, he's like, come. I'm like, what? I did something wrong? He's like, no, come. So it had been a chuppas nida because... It had been one day off, but now she had gone to the mikvah. Now it was after whatever, the details. Now they had to have yichud again. It was after shkia. So I was an eight. I didn't even know, you know, that it was had been a chuppas nida. But again, because a chuppas nida, you're not allowed to have yichud. So they had yichud afterwards. But again, that's, again, the halacha that you learn about before marriage. But that's, but there's an isser for a chasman kail in that case also. Okay? Shkoyach. Next week, we'll start the nyanim of Negiah.